The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 27, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadkikari, recorded on September 24th, 2008, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 27.
Das večer čtem od Srimad Bhagavad Gita, glava 3, text 27.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Prakrite kriyamanani,
Prakrite kriyamanani,
gunai karmani sarvasha,
gunai karmani sarvasha,
ahankara vimuratma,
ahankara vimuratma,
kartaham iti manyate,
kartaham iti manyate.
The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Purport. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform. But there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. And the person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he's the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna in Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishikesha, or the master of the senses of the material body. For due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by false ego, which makes him forget the eternal relationship with Krishna.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, in his brilliant purport, Srila Prabhupada describes two persons who are working on the same level, but working on a different platform. In English, the word level and platform are normally synonymous terms. But they're not 100% synonymous. Prabhupada is making a distinction between the word level and the word platform. He's using level to appear to the way things appear from the material perspective. Level is being used to describe from the material viewpoint. And platform is being used to describe from the spiritual viewpoint. Just like many of you are working jobs or running businesses. Just as many fruitive workers are doing, non-devotees. So, you're on the same level. You're both working, just like Hayagriva, for example. He's working in some office. You're the only employee there?
No, I'm working for a ministry.
And there are other employees doing the same job that you're doing?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So that's a good example. They're all on the same level because they're all doing the same jobs. But yet, because Hayagriva is doing for Krishna, and they are doing for sense gratification, they are on a different platform. That's an example. So, in one sense, they're all doing the same work, they're on the same level. The one is doing for Krishna, he's on a different platform. So one may ask, well, what's in it for me? What advantage could I get from shifting my platform? In other words, what benefit would I get by doing my work for Krishna instead of doing it for sense gratification? When I do it for sense gratification, I get instant rewards. I can smoke a cigarette and immediately feel some gratification. I can drink some liquor and immediately feel a little bit, little pleasant sense of intoxication. I can find an attractive sex partner and have some sex enjoyment. So why would I want to give all that up for some vague, intangible thing known as Krishna consciousness? That you can't even quantify it. You can't even say, okay. You can't even say, oh, here's Krishna consciousness. Look at it. I mean, it's a very subtle thing, Krishna consciousness. Why would I want to give up all this enjoyment I'm getting for Krishna consciousness? And that's what I'm going to describe tonight. This material world, in spite of all the propaganda to the contrary, is a nightmare. Because you have to go through so many things, so many distressful situations. From the very moment, even within the womb, you're facing so many distressful conditions. The bugs are biting you in the mother's womb. And it's so painful when to be born, the child comes out crying like anything, covered with blood. And then he's getting sick. He falls down when he's playing and hurts himself. Then he has to go to school even though he doesn't want to go to school. And then he has to go out and get a job even though he doesn't want to go out and get a job. And then they force him to retire and they don't have any money to live on anymore. And he's just barely somehow surviving, and then he gets so old and there's so much pain. All his bodily parts start to malfunction. The ears go bad, the bladder goes bad, everything starts going bad. The heart goes bad, the lungs go bad. So many problems, and it becomes very painful and distressed. But is this natural? Let me ask you this. Did you feel this is the natural way to be? Is this what, don't you think it would be natural to be full of bliss at every minute? Wouldn't that seem more natural to you? What do you think, Paramjyoti? Don't you think it would be better to be blissful?
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. So, actually, the natural inclination of the living being, ananda maya vyasa, the natural inclination is to taste bliss at every minute, to be happy constantly. That is the natural tendency that we, every one of us has. Therefore, we can reasonably conclude that since we have this natural inclination towards happiness and this material world is full of misery at every step, that we must have an identity beyond this matter. This is a logical scientific conclusion. It is not blind faith in some religious dogma. You can analyze your own heart. Don't you prefer happiness over misery? So why are you forced to suffer again and again and again? It's because you're in a nightmare right now. You're in a nightmare, a bad dream. So all you have to do is wake up from the dream and you come back to that beautiful, original, all blissful, all knowledgeable, eternal existence. Beyond your material body. Beyond Sofia. Beyond Bulgaria. Beyond Europe. Even beyond the planet Earth. Even beyond the universe of Chaturmukhi Brahma. Even beyond the 1/4 portion of the spiritual world covered by the Mahatattva. You have an eternal identity in the spiritual sky. Now you're simply dreaming that you're a male or a female human being here in Sofia, Bulgaria. It's a nightmare. A bad dream. So all you have to do is wake up from the dream. So we have a technique for waking up from that dream. Given by Lord Chaitanya, you see. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gora Chandra bole, Kota nidra jao maya, Pisachira kole. So Lord Chaitanya is calling, my dear jivas, wake up, come out of this bad dream. Take this medicine, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And reawaken your true identity beyond this mortal coil, this material body. So in this verse, two types of persons, in the purport, two persons are described, the one who is Krishna conscious and the one who is not Krishna conscious. There's a gulf of difference between the two. The Krishna conscious, the non-Krishna conscious person, we sometimes say karmi. We hear many ISKCON members nowadays saying, oh, I don't like that word karmi. They say, oh, we shouldn't use that word karmi because it means we think that we're superior. But actually, karmi is simply a technical term. That's all. It's a technical term. It means a fruitive worker, one who works to get the to enjoy the fruit of his own work. That's all. So if someone is working to enjoy the fruit of his own work, he's a karmi. That's all. Why should we say he's not a karmi if he is working to enjoy the fruit of his own work? The whole 99.99% of the world population, they're all karmis, working to enjoy the fruit of their own work. We're simply stating a scientific fact, that's all. In science, you just say things as they are, that's all. So if they're working for the result of their, to enjoy the fruit of their own work, they are karmis. That's all. And one who is offering the fruit of his work to Krishna, he is called akarmi. So you're either a karmi or you're a akarmi. So if we cannot call them akarmis, then we have to call them karmis. How you can say they're akarmi if they're not offering the result of their work to Krishna? You see, if they're not giving, Krishna says, yad kadoshi yadas nasi, yad jahosi dadasi yat yat tapashashi konteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, offer the result to me. So, if they are offering the result to Krishna, they are akarmi. And if they are not offering the result, they are karmi. That's all. We're just stating a scientific fact. It's like here in Sofia, or here in Bulgaria, you know, so many people, you can say, well, does he live in Sofia, or does he live in Burgas? You see? Is it wrong to describe the people who live in Sofia as residents of Sofia? Is it wrong to describe the residents of Burgas as residents of Burgas? Or Sliven? The residents of Sliven? Is it sinful to call the residents of Sliven? In English we would say Slivenites. Same thing. Same thing in Bulgarian. Slivenites we say in English. Sofiaites and Sofia. Is it wrong to label people according to the reality of where they are living? Is it sinful if we call the people of this country as Bulgarians? And the people over the mountain as Macedonians? So what's wrong if we say here are Karmis and here are the Akarmis? Yeah, there's this idea going around ISKCON that it's wrong to call somebody a karmi. We don't say, oh, you're a karmi, because they don't know what we're talking about. But we discuss this material world, we talk about what's happening here. The fact is that 99.999% of the world population are karmis. The government leaders are karmis. The big business magnates are karmis. The rock stars, the football players, the soccer stars, they're all karmis. Even the bus drivers are karmis. The whole world has been going on by the karmis, you see. So why we have to say, oh, it's wrong to call someone a karmi? It's not scientific. If you're a scientist, he can say things as they are. You know, this is white and this is black. Is he? So in this way, we have to understand that the karmi is that person who is bewildered by the false ego, as described here.
Както обяснено в този стих, трябва да разберем, че карми
And the Akarmi is that person who understands that Krishna is in control of everything.
Акарми е тази личност, която разбира, че всъщност Кришна е контролера на всичко.
When we all come to this movement, we are all karmis.
Когато идваме в това движение, всички ние сме карми.
But by associating with the Акармис, the devotees,
но като общуваме с преодарените Акарми,
we gradually become transformed from Karmi to Акарми.
Ние постепенно се превръщаме от
In the beginning of this path, we are 99% karmi and 1% akarmi. And then gradually we become 98% karmi, 92%, and then
2% akarmi.
And then 97%, 3%, 96%, 4%, 95%, 5%, 90%, 10%. Then we get to 50%, 50%. Then we got some good momentum rolling then, see. Now we're becoming more of a karmi than an akarmi than a More becoming more a karmi than we are karmi.
Това е границата, когато ние ставаме повече преодарени, отколкото
неодарени. You see, and then gradually that's the time of initiation. You see, now you're making a solid position. You're going to get rid of all the karmic consciousness in your heart.
В мига на посвещението, ние всъщност трябва да премахнем тази тенденция всъщност да бъдем карми.
And then it just goes down. You get 60% a karmi, 40% karmi. 70% akarmi, 30% karmi. And then finally 99% akarmi, only 1% karmi. And then kick it out completely, you see. 100% akarmi. So is it wrong to make a distinction between karmi and akarmi? We hear some ISKCON members saying nowadays, it's wrong not to make the distinction. Actually, the devotees who don't want to make the distinction, that means they want to hold on to their own karmi mentality. That's what it means. They don't want their own karmic mentality exposed. Therefore, they say we shouldn't use this word karmi. Because they are karmi. Now, we have to use this distinction. This verse makes a distinction. Prabhupada makes a distinction. There's two persons. The karmi and the akarmi. He describes them here in this verse. Prabhupada is making clear distinction. They criticize me sometimes for making this distinction between karmis and akarmis. That you shouldn't call anyone a karmi because actually everyone in the whole world is a devotee. Then why are there all the slaughterhouses of them? Why the liquor shops? Why the prostitute houses? Why people are engaged in pop everywhere? Because they're karmis. So why we have to, you know, we shouldn't let these immature people's complaints make us afraid to speak the truth.
компромиси, просто трябва да говорим истината за тези хора.
Science is science.
Науката си наука.
This is, Krishna says, this is the ultimate science.
Кришна казва, това е върховното знание.
Rajavidya Rajaghuyam Pavitramidam Uttamam. This is the ultimate science and is the topmost of all secrets.
Това е върховната наука и най-поверителната тайна от всички тайни.
So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes, Narada Muni.
Видяхме разликата между двата карми и акарми. А каква е разликата между акарми, които едните правят всичко за Кришна, а понеже наслаждението от Кришна, работата за Кришна е голямо, другите правят всичко, за да се наслаждават от това, че правят.
Значи ние ти го правят, за да се наслаждават, а другите?
Ти го правят
просто за Кришна.
Просто за
Кришна. He know the difference between karmi and akarmi, but he want to know what is the difference between one akarmi who do it always for Krishna, another akarmi he do it always because he want to enjoy, because
he's not akarmi, he's karmi.
Той казва, че всъщност такава личност не е акарми, а тя е карми.
He's called. We give him. Actually, he's still in the mentality of a karmi. He goes to the church and he prays, "Dear God, give me this, give me that." Even the religionist, he's still a karmi. If he prays to God, his religion is to get things for himself. He is fruitive. His religious practice is fruitive. He wants something for himself from God. That's karmi.
Въпреки че той е религиозен, неговата практика е карми, защото той всъщност всичко прави за да се наслаждава самия той на
света. Karmi means one who does things to get something for himself. Everything he does is to get something for himself.
Карми означава една личност, която прави абсолютно всичко за себе си.
If he robs a bank, he goes with a gun to rob the bank, and then he's engaged in fruitive work, you see.
Когато отиде в банката за да го грави с пистолет, той извършва някаква дейност.
And Prabhupada said, the thief, he prays to God, please bless me, I can rob the house tonight.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че крадеца се моли, о, скъпи Боже, моля ти, нека да убера тази банка успешно тази вечер.
So his prayer is a karmi prayer. It's fruitive. Even though he's approaching God as a karmi.
Дори като се обръща към Бога, той пак се остава карми.
He wants to get something out of God for his own sense gratification.
Той иска да вземе нещо от Бога за своето лично наслаждение.
So the only true akarmi is the one who works for the pleasure of Krishna or God.
А обяснението на думата акарми е личност, която иска да направи всичко за Кришна, за Бога.
If you approach Krishna or God to fulfill your own desire, you are still karmi.
Ако молиш Кришна да ти изпълни някакви твои желания, ти
си. You are pious karmi. That's all right. You are more pious than the atheist.
По-благочестив карми от атеистите.
But you are still karmi.
Все още си карми.
You're not really a devotee. We can call you a devotee. It is called Kanishta Adhikari.
Такъв преводане ние го наричаме.
Materialistic devotee. He's actually karmi. But we call him a devotee to encourage him to advance. In Krishna consciousness. Actually, he's a karmi still. But we give him all encouragement. Yes, you're a devotee. You're a very nice devotee. But actually the mood is still karmi, predominantly karmi. Paramjyoti.
Чувал съм, че Кришна обича да прави сделки със своите преодаяни. Дали сделката е може да става въпрос, да кажем, особено като бяхме в Индия, в Джагана, който Раджапур до Майпур. И там е известно, че Бог Джагнат много обича да прави сделки с своите преодаяния. И на преодаяния се моли, Бог Джагнат обаче нещо трябва да се направи в замяна. Дали тая търговия с Кришна е... в каква категория спада?
He asked about Lord Jagannath in India between Mayapur and...
I heard
Jagannath Mayapur.
I was when I was.
You went to Jagannath in Mayapur.
Rajapur.
In Rajapur.
Rajkot.
Rajapur.
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 Rajapur. Where is that?
This is ISKCON Temple near Mayapur. So.
The Jagannath with it, like rickshaw ride away, that one close by.
Yeah,
I know, okay.
Yeah, so I heard there that Lord Jagannath is very, he very much like to have... To make
some deal with devotees.
With his devotees, so devotee can pray for something, and Lord Jagannath said, okay, but what we will do? So then they have some relationship. So, is this...
In which category is this karma or akarma?
If you approach God simply to get things for your own sense gratification, that is karma mentality. But if you approach...
Ако се обръщаме към Бога с настроение за нашето личностно насъждение...
If you ask for facility to do service, that's something different. To facilitate your devotional service. But if you're asking for your own sense gratification, that's the point. If you beg for things that facilitate your service, that is something different. That is devotee. Just like Prabhupada told us that we could pray in a fruitive way, and when he was very sick in the final days, we would pray, my dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, когато е бил много болен, е казал на това да не спекулирам нещо, може да кажа, че съвсем точно.
Prabhupada authorized us. He authorized us to pray like that. So we're asking Krishna for something, but it's a spiritual request that Prabhupada can live. So to ask, yeah.
But isn't that also asking for the spiritual master? Isn't that for the devotional service?
That's my point. It's a spiritual request. But at the same time, you have to understand that ultimately Krishna knows what is best. Just like a devotee may come down with some terminal disease. And he may pray, oh Krishna, please save me from this disease so I can continue distributing books.
Някой преодален може да помоли Кришна, но Кришна, моля ти, спаси ме от тази болест, за да мога да продължа да разпространявам книгите.
That's certainly a transcendental prayer.
Това е всъщност духовна молитва.
But the devotee should understand, maybe Krishna has another plan for you to do book distribution in another universe.
Но преодален трябва да си помисли всъщност, дали Кришна не иска да разпространявам книгите в друга вселена.
So you have to surrender to Krishna. You can say, my dear Lord, if you so desire, please cure me so I can continue distributing books. But then, my dear Lord, if you have some other plan for me, that's all right. I accept whatever arrangement you make for me.
Можем да се помолим на Кришна, скъпи Кришна, нека да продължа да разпространявам книгите, но след това трябва да кажем, но все пак, ако твоето желание е друго, нека така да бъде.
One of the best prayers I ever heard was from Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Една от най-добрите молитви, които аз съм чул, тя е от Тамал Кришна Махарадж.
that my dear Srila Prabhupada, please bless me that I can be engaged in whatever way I can best serve your mission.
Скъпи мой Шила Прабхупад, нека аз да бъда така ангажиран в служене, че да мога да служа най-добре на твоята мисия.
That's a very, very good prayer, you see.
Това е много, много добра молитва.
Because then we leave it up to the Lord to make whatever arrangement He wants.
Защото ние трябва да приемем аранжимента на Кришна.
Please facilitate me that I can be engaged in the best possible way that I can serve Prabhupada's mission.
Да се молим на Кришна, нека да бъда ангажиран по най-добрия начин.
You're asking for something, but it's completely pure request with no strings attached.
Молим за нещо, но това е напълно трансцендентално нещо, към което ние не сме привързани.
The only thing you're asking is for that you can always be engaged in serving Srila Prabhupada.
Всичко, което ние трябва да искаме, винаги да бъдем ангажирани в служение на Шрила Прабхупада.
And that prayer is perfect because that is we're in his movement, in his sampradaya. We are meant to serve him eternally.
Тази молитва е съвършена, защото в това, защото ние сме.
So that I recommend that prayer being to Lord Jagannath.
Аз препоръчвам тази молитва да бъде отправена към Бог Джаганат.
I've been to that Lord Jagannath many times.
Аз съм бил там много пъти.
He's very wonderful.
Той е много прекрасен, Бог Джаганат.
I know so many stories about him also.
Аз знам много истории също така, свързани с него.
I should tell one now, right?
Може би трябва да кажем.
Any more questions? Ishvari?
Искам да ви питаш учителя, ако акарма човек предлага плодът от дейността си, от делата си на Кришна, нека разясни по-точно какво му предвид от предлагане на плодите от делата си.
Това е въпрос. He asked if one person is akarma, what's mean actually that this person offer his fruit to Krishna. What means this? To offer this for Krishna?
A devotee or an akarmi, he is ordered by Krishna. The one Krishna orders, you offer all of your food to me before eating. Fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains.
Преодаване на Кришна означава личност, която преди да се храни, тя предлага на Кришна плодове, мляко, зеленчуци. Всичко, което еди, тя предлага преди това на Кришна.
So devotee, your akarmi, he naturally offers everything to Krishna before he eats. He is akarmi.
Преодаване, който е акарма, акарми, той е съвсем естествено предлага абсолютно всичко преди да го еде на Кришна.
But karmi, he eats without offering, therefore he gets karma from everything he eats.
Но една личност, която е карми, тя яде без да предлага на Кришна и по този начин тя се храни с карма и трупа карма, като се храни с тези неща.
In fact, the karmi gets karma at every minute from everything that he's doing. He gets karma, heavy karma.
Една личност, която е карми, тя трупа такава карма във всяка една секунда, всяка една минута.
The akarmi is burning off all of his karma from millions of lifetimes. And once it's all burned off, he'll enter into the spiritual world. Question.
He always should one person please the Lord for the
So one person
to please the Lord.
So one person please the Lord.
Yes, for liberation of the another person.
Oh, can you? Yes, you can certainly pray for the deliverance of all living entities. There's a prayer like that in the Bhagavatam. May there be all auspiciousness throughout the entire universe. A devotee should strive very diligently to make himself a pure devotee. And he can also pray to Krishna to beg him to release all the living entities from Maya. That is the mission of the bona fide spiritual master. He wants to save all living entities from the cycle of birth and death.
Това е мисията на авторитетния духовен учител. Той иска да освободи всички живи същества от цикъла на раждане и смърт.
Questions more?
She asks what is the difference between To surrender to the Lord, and for another side, to stay the things as there is.
To be inert.
Inertia.
She asks, what is the difference between to surrender to the will of God or to just be inert?
Inert.
Yes.
That is the difference between Mayavad and Vaishnava. The Mayavad, he knows that if he engages in fruitive activities, it entangle him in the cycle of breath and death. So he wants to stop all activities. He eats very little, he lives very austerely, he reduces everything to the bare minimum. He goes into the forest and he practices Ashtanga Yoga. And he gradually stops his, through the advanced Ashtanga Yoga techniques, he gradually stops his breathing even. He gives up eating, he gives up even drinking water, and finally he stops even breathing. His goal is to merge into Brahman. But even after undergoing all those great penances and austerities, and having entered into the spiritual sky where he floats as a spiritual particle, Abruhya Krishchena Parang Padam Pada Patanyato Nadrita Yushmarangriya. He falls down again in this material existence. Why? Because it's an artificial position. To be inert is artificial. If you are not active for Krishna, you must be active for Maya. You cannot be inactive or inert. It is artificial position. Therefore, to become delivered, you must become active in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, you will remain in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. Yes.
Каква е разликата между предано даден, който е развил, който има вкус към юга дарма, санкиртаньягия, и друг предано даден, който...
Is there a prashadam for our... Wait a minute, Mataji. Wait. We'll give you some prashadam to go. Wait, we'll give you some prashad. Okay.
Каква е разликата между предано дадени, единия от който спазва стрикто регулиращите принципи, всичко спазва стрикто, но няма вкус към санкиртан ягия, юга дармата. И друг, който има вкус към юга дармата, санкиртан ягата, а не винаги спазва регулиращите принципи. Имаш
предвид, че те е фермерист?
Не, имам предвид...
Да става рано и...
Да. Единият е абсолютно стриктен, другия...
Да. He always ask... what is the difference between devotee who have taste for Sankirtan Yagya, Yuga Dharma, like Ratha Yatra and book distribution, but he don't wake up early in morning, don't have Mangalarati also, and another person who have Mangalarati always all Bhagavatam class, but don't have a taste for Sankirtan.
Is that a valid example? Are there such persons like that? They have a taste for reading the Bhagavatam, but not for preaching? Are there such devotees? Do you know such a devotee? They're enlivened to hear the Bhagavatam, but not for Ratha Yatra? Is there such a real example? Do you know someone like that? Okay. I don't. Anybody who's enlivened for the Bhagavatam will be in ecstasy for Ratha Yatra. The more you're enlivened to rise early and hear and chant, the more you'll be enlivened to go for Ratha Yatra. And the more you'll be undisturbed by what happens at the Ratha Yatra. Someone who can't get up very early in the morning, who can't control his senses very well, he may be very fired up for the Ratha Yatra. But then he ends up fighting with the other devotees over this thing and that thing during the festival. Because his sadhana is weak. His ability to work with other devotees is not very well developed. But someone who has very strong sadhana, they have happiness within their heart. And they can remain undisturbed in all kinds of situations. So the best thing is to have a nice early morning program every day and then go for preaching and Ratha Yatra. Do both things. And that's the perfection. And we see that the people who have good sadhana, they're the most enlivened for preaching. I remember when I was in Dallas, we had some of the top book distributors in all of ISKCON at our temple. Vaisheshika Prabhu was there. Sura Prabhu, it was some of the top book distributors in the whole movement. They were going every day to the airport. These men were super enlivened for the morning program. And every spare minute they were reading and discussing Prabhupada's books. So the more you have a taste for preaching, the more you have a taste for the morning program. And the more you have a taste for the morning program, the more you'll have a taste for preaching. That's the reality. So, I think we're getting a little late. If there's no more questions, we can stop or take prasadam now, I guess. Any other questions? All right.
It's happened that one devotee advanced quickly, another devotee is advanced not so quickly. Why
does one devotee advance quickly and the other not so quickly? Tell everyone.
The question is, why is it that some devotees advance faster and others slower?
Well, there's a number of factors. One thing is, they're not the. It can be a carryover from one's previous life.
Има няколко възможности. Една от които той това може да е заради предишния живот.
That's one thing it can be.
Може да е това.
Someone who was already highly advanced in their previous lifetime, they will have an easier time advancing now.
Една личност, която е напреднала в Кришна съзнание от предишния живот, е по-лесно за него е по-лесно да напредне в
And it's also just a matter of one's determination.
И зависи също така от решителността на тези личности.
Doesn't matter what your past karma is, if you're very determined, you'll advance very quickly.
Няма значение колко лоша карма имаш от предишния живот.
And if your determination is weak, you'll have a hard time.
Ако си изключително решителен, ти
Ако решителността ти е слаба, ще ти бъде трудно.
Okay, anything else? Or we take prasadam? All right, Nardi.
Шрила Прабхупада е авторизирал тази молитва, която да се молят учениците за неговото здраве. А ние можем ли да сме в тази позиция да се молим за нашите учители за тяхното здраве?
She asked, can we pray to Krishna for the the health of my spiritual master.
Yes. Thank you very much. I need all the help I can get. Okay, we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Sakshan Prabhu Ki Jai.